You did it.
What's up, you guys? It's Sean Ross Sapp. It's Fightful Wrestling. It is May 16, 2022. Am I celebrating Denise Salcedo's birthday? Yep. Do I have a big frosty ass mug? Yep. Is it full of root beer?
I feel terrible now. I didn't bring anything to celebrate my own birthday.
Well,
I thought you forgot.
As if I could do that. You're very important to me, Denise. You are a good friend. I appreciate you.
Is it a work? This whole we're good friends. Like this no, is a you are, you are, story. It's got to be a work, Sean.
It's not a work. Contrary to everything that I report that people swear up and down is a work. This is not a work. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We've got a lot to talk about. And quite honestly, the stuff that we're talking about is going to be less about Raw and more about what happened. Sasha Banks and Naomi walked out of Raw this afternoon. I'm going to take these off because I know people are going to clip the things that I say.
I was going to say, show. And the little hat, because they're going to be like, this guy, this is the guy we're supposed to be taking news from. And you're there like...
I mean, listen, there's already a whole corner of weirdos on the internet that think I run the Fightful account. They send me thigh tweets every day. So you've already got those.
Long but now, live Thighful.
I know. Long live Thighful. Well, I'll never be able to live down something I didn't do there. But guys, get your thumbs up in, subscribe, tap that bell for notifications. You can get your super chats and your humper chats. That would mean an awful lot. I'm going to be updating this story, this Sasha Banks Naomi story on Fightful Select. Quite frankly, I've found out specifically the two wrestlers that were outlined in that. That will be on Fightful Select after this. So subscribe. It is the greatest wrestling news service there is. We've got over 7 shows a week. I'll brag more about that later. This show brought to you by NordVPN.com/Fightful and AthleticGreens.com/Fightful. If you want your question or statement read on the air and you're watching live on YouTube.com/Fightful, you can go to that Super Chat tab or you can go to HumperChats.com. That is our Streamlabs PayPal platform. We would greatly appreciate it. That's how you get your question or statement read on the air. Quite frankly, this is not going to be a just at the top of the show type of thing. We're going to be talking about this all throughout tonight's show, but we got some birthday wishes. Daniel R. saying his birthday's Thursday, but I appreciate it. Well, happy birthday to him too. Nerd Guru saying happy birthday, Denise. You rule. Keep killing it all over the wrestling world. We've got Mark saying, happy birthday, Denise. Mine's in 1 hour. Is this a work or real? How crazy. Mark, no. Denise's birthday really is this week. It's not a work.
It's on Wednesday. It's my birthday. And I was thinking about releasing my own birthday this year due to denial.
I was just thinking about releasing you. But anyway.
Hey, I'm not going to be released. If anything, I'm going to have a heated confrontation with you.
You're going to bring your suitcase in.
I'm going to bring my suitcase in with my podcast mic in it, and I'm going to jam.
Oh, man. So I am going to scoot on over here and turn on slow mode right now because our mods are begging me to do it. Obviously, when I set up this stream, I did not expect 2,500 live viewers. But you know what? I want to thank every single one of you. For those of you who don't know, we do shows after Raw, after SmackDown, after AEW, Rampage, and SmackDown, after every pay-per-view. We also have 3 weekly news shows. We have The List and Your Boy on Wednesdays with myself and Jimmy Van. Thursdays is The Spotlight with Steven Jensen and Jeremy Lambert. Saturday is Grapsody with Reg, Will,
and hey, Phil. We got 2,500 viewers right now.
There you go. But we've got a new show launching this week with Joel Pearl, and we're nailing down his co-host. We are doing a post-impact show each Thursday now. Very, very happy about that. I believe the audience is there for that, but Joel Pearl will be hosting that. But, man, let's go ahead and get into it. Matthew says, I want this to be a work so bad. WWE doesn't try hard enough to work its audience anymore. If it's a work, flashback to the 90s. Well, let me tell you, this ain't a work. And if it is, it'd be a bad one because they outright mention the scripted nature of the show. And You don't do that in a work. It was reported tonight and confirmed by Fightful Select that Sasha Banks and Naomi walked out of today's tapings. I was told there was a disagreement over something in regards to what was going on tonight with Sasha Banks and Naomi. Now, shortly before WWE Raw on FightfulSelect.com, subscribe today, we posted the plans. And those plans called for a six-pack challenge, which was not advertised before the show, correct?
Correct.
It was first advertised when Fightful Select reported it. Asuka, Sasha Banks, Naomi, Doudrop, Nikki A.S.H., Becky Lynch. So Becky, Asuka, and then four tag team wrestlers for your main event. It wasn't even on the sheet as a top contender match. I'll tell you the first hint to me that something was up. On the run sheet that I got, it was highlighted in red. There was no producer or referee listed. And I said, that's weird. That's never happened before. What's going on here? So I started to ask around, what's going on here? What's going up here? And I started to get like some people who would normally answer me like this, especially on a Monday, that were like, ask this person or ask that person. And I'm like, what's going on here? What is going on here? And then I had somebody that says, well, if you find out what happened, I can confirm it for you. And I said, what do you mean what happened? What do you mean what happened? Well, Sasha Banks and Naomi walked out. I was told that there was a disagreement with something that was set there. I'm going to read WWE's statement. Now, I want to say this is their side of things. This is not objective truth. I'm not reporting it as objective truth. This is the statement they provided me. Quote, when Sasha Banks and Naomi arrived at the arena this afternoon, they were informed of their participation in the main event of tonight's Monday Night Raw. During the broadcast, they walked into WWE Head of Talent Relations John Laurinaitis' office with their suitcases in hand, placed their tag team championship belts on the desk, and walked out. They claimed they weren't respected enough as tag team champions, and even though they had 8 hours to rehearse and construct their match, claimed they were uncomfortable in the ring with two of their opponents, even though they'd had matches with those individuals in the past with no consequence. Monday Night Raw is a scripted live TV show whose characters are expected to perform the requirements of their contract. We regret we were unable to deliver, as advertised, tonight's main event. So, Denise, as I scoot over here, there's a few things I want to dissect here. I heard, and PW Insider heard, that there was some sort of conversation involving Vince McMahon. I don't know the nature of that. I was just told each side wouldn't budge. There are a couple of elements in which I have to call BS on. We regret we were unable to deliver, as advertised, tonight's main event. They did not advertise this main event until the show went on the air. If this was something that they had really had their heart set on doing, this would have been promoted before the show. Obviously, there were some issues there, and it says during the broadcast that this happened. They also say that there were 8 hours to rehearse. They weren't going to rehearse that. Like, they didn't have that entire block. There were other people doing stuff. They would have had to find that time. But, I mean, sure, understandable. I don't know what was said. I just heard who the two talent were. And again, FightfulSelect.com. Got to pay those bills, my friends. Please subscribe. We'll have that on after the show. There are some elements of this you have to be like, do you really regret you're unable to deliver that main event? Like, you all do this all the time. You don't regret it that much. However, the other elements of it, I look at the four women involved in that match, and all four are almost 15-year pros, I think. They're all crafty veterans. Denise, what are you thinking of the statement, first off?
All right. So in regards to the statement, I mean, there's just so much to talk about here. And I feel like all of this can spiral and take us into different conversations. But immediately, my big thing was the fact that I almost feel like they are trying or they're sort of taking their talent and turning them against Sasha and Naomi, because they kind of buried the two other women that are not named yet in here. They kind of buried them by basically saying that after 8 hours of rehearsal, that they essentially didn't want to work with them, that they didn't feel comfortable, even though they've all wrestled at one point or another before. So this to me kind of felt like, why would they put that out there? Even if that is true, even if that is the case, why would you put that out there? That not only causes more drama, but it makes the other talent, the other women, look really bad. And I'm not saying that's the truth because, you know, like we said, there's multiple stories here. But in regards to just this statement alone, that little portion where it says they didn't want to work with those specific talents is kind of where I'm like, I wouldn't have put that, even if that was the true story.
So part of the story that I ran on FightfulSelect.com is that Naomi was scheduled to go over in this match. I don't know who she was supposed to get, who she was supposed to beat. I just know that she was supposed to win. As far as the particular conversation, I haven't heard anything else in that regard. And I think it is important to see what Sasha and Naomi have to say. I don't think it's fair for anybody to really go out there and say, oh, well, this is definitely this person's fault or this is that person's fault. I think that's irresponsible. And I don't care about anybody's particular history because, quite honestly, we've seen history with a lot of people. Like, obviously, there have been some things that Sasha hasn't been happy with. Needless to say, there have been plenty of creative issues surrounding Vince McMahon. And this is a thing that you often, a criticism that you often hear people talk about is, wrestlers should stand up if they think that their creative is bad. And if they truly believe in something, they should stand up for those tag team titles. They should stand up for protecting their character. They should stand up for this. That's something you always hear. And then I feel like whenever it actually happens, people immediately jump to conclusions and say, well, nope, that shouldn't have happened. Maybe they were in the wrong, but I'm not ready to say they were yet.
I feel like when you put out the report that Naomi was supposed to win, I saw a lot of people on Twitter sort of misconstrue that and think that essentially they walked out because of the end result. But I feel, and based on what we kind of saw in that statement where WWE said that Sasha Banks and Naomi kind of felt like they were being treated properly or being treated with enough respect as tag team champions, immediately when I saw your report about, you know, the confrontation and everything that happened with Vince and everything that you put in that report, my initial thought was, this is something that has been building up. Because if we rewind and kind of focus on, remember during that period of SummerSlam when we were supposed to get Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair and there was that whole controversy and, you know, all of that surrounding there, ever since we have seen the return of Sasha Banks, I feel like Sasha Banks has not been necessarily booked on the show like Sasha Banks should be booked on the show. Like, yeah, she's champion.
She's a star. They got Kevin Hart wanting her on his talk show, and she's on The Mandalorian, and she's on Hot Ones. Like, she is sought out. Like, why are they not maximizing this? And they barely mentioned The Mandalorian.
Her WrestleMania match was, rewind to WrestleMania when we had Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair. And then next year's WrestleMania, we have Bianca Belair in this massive match against Becky Lynch. And you kind of have Sasha Banks in a really, like, kind of a nothing match. And when you think about, like, where they were both at and where they both ended up, like, a year later, it's two different levels, right? And that's not nothing against Sasha Banks. It's rather the booking of them not booking her the way that they probably should, mentioning her star power and all the things that she does outside the ring. So with that being said, I immediately thought, well, clearly, this had to have been, built up frustration with the lack of, you know, the lack of her booking, like as a singles competitor. And then she finally gets put into this tag team with Naomi and, you know, they're cool and they're cute and all of this. But realistically, Sean, they haven't done anything very special with them as a tag team. It's been very generic. They've had a couple of 50-50 like booking for like a couple weeks there on SmackDown. They kind of took away from that for a bit, but the booking for them they haven't been looking like dominant champions is what I'm trying to get at. And I recall saying that over and over on some of the SmackDown post shows. And that's the thing too. You got to wonder, like, this has got to be a built up frustration from Sasha Banks. But then the other thing is not just Sasha Banks, because Naomi, you know, she's not just going to follow what Sasha Banks does. She's her own person. Oh, so what triggered Naomi?
Sorry to interrupt. She told me ahead of WrestleMania, like, I spoke to Naomi and she was like, man, I'm really happy. She's like, not only did I just get out of like my first program that lasted longer than 2 weeks, she was like, I know Sasha could be doing a lot of other stuff right now, and I'm happy that we get to do it. Like, it's and we've been saying this all along. Like, they launched these tag team titles because they had such a depth of female talent that they had to. And then what they started to do with them was this lazy BS where they just put it on the world champion and they integrate it into the world title program. Then they were like, oh, well, you know what? We need to start NXT tag titles. Why? Why not use that for the depth? Why are you doing that? Like, they immediately sabotaged their own series of divisions just for the sake of it.
And I feel like the other thing that we do have to talk about, because everybody is thinking it, is what was mentioned today on commentary. And I know a lot of people are thinking like, oh, this is a work. This is a work. Why? Because they mentioned it on commentary. And usually stuff like this is, you know, kept being, you know, it's not put out there. But my whole theory, and this is just a theory, my theory is that perhaps, you know, legitimately Vince McMahon is not happy with what Bianca Belair, with what Sasha Banks and Naomi did. So I feel like those shots that were kind of thrown on commentary were legitimate, because, you know, they were calling them unprofessional. And let's just to play devil's advocate, let's just say this was a work. This doesn't even fall in line with the story that they've been telling, because they're baby faces. They've been baby faces. So my whole thing is, I'm surprised that they would even put it out there on commentary. Why would they put it out there on commentary? I think it kind of like blew things up even more when you're going out there and you're basically calling, you know, you're calling them unprofessionals. At the end of the day, they straight out said it. And so it makes you wonder, why is this Vince McMahon legitimately being pissed and saying like, damn, screw those girls, I'm gonna say what I need to say and let out a little shot here? Or I don't even know what the other or would be, but it is a big thing where you're like, why would they put it out there? And not just once, but twice, from what I recall on tonight's show.
Yeah, I'm going to need to see a little bit more of, I'm going to need to hear a little bit more. There's a thread right now I want to bring attention to. And some people have told me that he's close with at least.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
One of the people from Adidas Head 88, where his claims, his indication, and again, this has not been verified by us, but indicated that Naomi was supposed to pin Sasha, and they raised some concerns about, well, what the hell does that mean for the tag titles? Oh, well, you'll still be carrying them, but to get other people over. I think that is incredibly disrespectful. Now, this thread also indicates that there were no talking down about being in the ring with other people. I can tell you that some people connected to other people in the main event, they did hear the rumors or the word that there was some concern over being in the ring with somebody. I can confirm that had at least made its way back to the other competitors in the match. But there's going to be a lot of stuff that ends up coming out about this. And what we got to do as reporters and talking heads essentially is decipher that and see what's real, what's not, to the best of our ability. We have a bunch of super chats and humper chats about this. We're going to go ahead and get into them. KW says the press release is most shocking to me. Yeah, and Real Take Wrestling says, can you remember a time when WWE commented on something like this as publicly as they did tonight? Ambrose may be super crazy. I'm going to ask Luis to separate any that might be about the press release and then about the situation in general. We've got Leo saying they got rid of all the women's tag teams. Yeah, they have, and that's why I don't blame them for being a little bit frustrated. Matthew says, are you sure this isn't a work? I am 100% sure this is not a work. The press release, Denise, that surprised me because I had not yet asked WWE for official comment on this. It was just provided. And that tells me they really
had to, though.
Yeah.
They had to. When you addressed it on the show, when you addressed it on commentary, they have to address it formally or else it's like, why would you mention it on commentary if you're not going to like follow up on it? I feel they had to. And that's the thing too. I'm not surprised that the idea pitch was possibly possibly like my initial reaction when I heard that there was a disagreement with the way that creative was being taken. My initial thing was, were they going to tease like some sort of breakup? Were they going to break up? Yes. That was my initial thought. So that's why I'm not surprised that that thread, which you just read, said that.
They don't give statements to me when they release people anymore. It went from them posting their own news to where I had to find out and then they would confirm it to where if I find out somebody's released, they don't even confirm it for me anymore. Like, man, Steve Jenkins talking about Naomi, I guess she had just tweeted something and I'm going to wait and make sure that this is accurate before I read it on the air. Nope, it is not accurate. So there we go. This just saying, I'll put this on the air, but this is, I don't see this anywhere on her Twitter at all. So let's not post bullshit in our chat at all. Like the last thing I want is misinformation in here. I don't want anybody celebrating anybody getting fired or wishing anybody getting fired. So let's avoid that. But
that is definitely not on her Twitter account.
Yeah, it's not on her Twitter account. Kim C says, is it possible that WWE is misframing Sasha and Naomi having concern about all six women in the ring rather than them being uncomfortable with two particular participants? Four ways maybe in their comfort zone limit. The person who had posted that thread that I had identified earlier says that wasn't raised. I can tell you at least one person close to that situation did hear that. They absolutely did hear that. I don't know that they heard it directly from Sasha and Naomi, however. Is it possible WWE's misframing Sasha and Naomi? In general? Yeah, it's very possible. For example, RH says, oh, so Sasha and Naomi are now unprofessional and difficult to work with. Can't trust anything WWE says about their talent. We've heard that song and dance before, Denise. We have heard that they're tough to work with thing after people have issues or leave the company.
I mean, what we got here is three different reasons right now. We got they're not treated properly as champions. They didn't like the creative. The other one being that they didn't want to work with those two other workers from the sounds of it, that they didn't feel comfortable. So for me, it's like, I feel like we're just getting so many different stories where I'm like, is it all one thing that encompasses it all, or is it legitimately just this one thing? I just feel like, Sean, you don't walk out because of one thing unless it's like terribly, terribly bad. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like you walk out for this one thing. I feel it has to be a culmination of things.
Yeah, and I would love to hear what they have to say about this. Volob says, the commentary line made me think of the Austin took his ball and went home situation. That was okay. I have not confirmed this. The summarily and unprofessionally walked out seemed like a fed Vince line.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it was just a direct shot from Vince where maybe he's legit angry and he was just being petty and was like, screw it. Say this on commentary. That's what it felt like.
Like, I own part of Fightful now. If you and I had an argument, like
no one would know about it.
Exactly. I would, if you didn't come here tonight, I would have covered for you. I'd have said, Denise has the night off. And then I would have definitely slept on it before doing something like that. Like, that's
right, exactly.
Because
I wouldn't, okay, let's say it's the same thing. Let's say I was angry at Fightful. I'm not gonna go out there and legitimately say, like, hey, I have this gripe with Fightful, etc. That thing is gonna be kept privately, you know, like you're gonna go through other avenues, both from the talent side and also from the executive side.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you're a valued member of our team, as I would imagine Sasha and Naomi are. Why, after that, I don't care if a one-day thing, like, why would you bury them on the air?
The other thing, too, is I feel the other topic that needs to be raised, and again, this story has multiple layers, and this goes back to the idea, or rather the theory that many have, that WWE don't want anybody else to get bigger than the brand.
Yeah.
They don't want people to get bigger than the brand. So maybe this is also part of that, where I almost feel, based on this statement and based on all of this, that they see Sasha Banks as replaceable. Because Sean, if you have a big star and they're going out there and they're saying, hey, we don't like this, if they're irreplaceable, you know what? You're going to think twice about this. You're going to bend over backwards. You're going to tweak things. You're going to try to compromise. But if you see this person as replaceable, as somebody that is not, you know, somebody that they feel they need, then you're going to have this treatment of this, and then you're going to feel comfortable throwing shots on commentary, and yeah, you're going to feel comfortable putting out a statement like this, like in the press release.
Britt Baker just tweeted this, the little expressive face.
Oh, I get it. Sorry, it took a second.
It's all good. So, guys, what we're going to do is we're going to talk more about this in between each Raw segment.
I was going to say, this could be an entire show, Sean.
We're talking about this the entire show. This is the what we're talking about. We've got so many super chats about this that this will be an all-show thing. Matthew Plus says, were Sasha and Naomi at the upfronts today? I thought those were later this week. Either way, we had Bobby Lashley and Omos. This match was not great, and it ended a la Vince McMahon, Stone Cold Steve Austin, 1999. Bobby Lashley gets sent through the cage, rolls out onto the floor. So to me, Denise, I go, cool. He won 2 out of 3. Let's move on. I don't want to watch this again. However, what we're going to see is Bobby Lashley versus Omos in Hell in a Cell. The cage can't contain them.
I told
them.
You.
You're right. You're right.
I called this like 3 weeks ago. I knew it was going to happen.
Good job, Denise.
Thank you. I want a reward for this. I called it. I will tell you this. You know, as you know, I kind of been feeling like over and completely done with this Omos Lashley story, but I didn't hate this. I didn't totally hate it. I thought that I liked the ending. I thought, all right, whatever. It goes in line with their story. I liked MVP trying to get involved, poking his cane in, etc. Cedric coming in. Poor guy, almost lost his footing a little bit climbing up the cage, but maybe like 2 good spots in this match. I like the spear, obviously putting Bobby Lashley through the cage. At least they didn't end this in a way where they normally would end it. This wasn't too bad.
I didn't see Lashley taking that cage spot at this point of his career. I really didn't, so that was surprising. Jorge Sandoval says, my God, you look stunning. Oh, yeah. Also, happy birthday, Hollywood. You don't look that bad yourself. My good friend Corey Cropper says, my wife and I are waiting on supper and wanted to say hi from Maui. Have a great show. Hey, we miss you here, Corey. Get back safe, buddy. Lorenzo says, happy birthday, Denise. Hope you're having an amazing birthday. Mine is Friday. Hashtag Taurus. Storm and Norm also says, happy birthday, Denise. Sorry you had to watch Raw. Did anyone else notice the 2 AEW signs in the crowd? Yeah, you'll
what?
See.
I didn't notice them.
Yeah, you'll see more of that, though. JD Pringle says, mental health moment on a crazy night with rumors and innuendo. Remember to take care of your mental health. Be your own biggest fan. You're loved and worthy. Most importantly, we need you here with us. Something I try to be cognizant of when covering these stories, guys, these are people, real living people with real thoughts and emotions. Just because you see them on TV does not mean make that any less. Do not get oddly personal about these people. Don't be one of those obsessive weirdos. Don't do that. Be responsible with your words and that stuff, because those people will probably end up seeing stuff like that. Nick says, what are the odds the plan was Naomi pinning Sasha and that's why they were mad about the tag team? Well, that's what that one thread indicated. And I've heard some rumors about that, but I haven't confirmed it as of yet.
It does feel like a very plausible story. I feel like it's a very plausible. It yeah. sounds like it could be a legitimate reason. And then adding all the other things on top of that. But again, I just don't. I'm a little skeptical about the part about them not wanting to work with certain talent. That's the part where I'm skeptical about.
Good
Jesus.
Job. Seven times a charm. Wrestle Vibe says, let's get wild. What would you rather see? Sasha showing up in Stardom or Sasha, Naomi, and Athena walking out together on AEW TV? Let me dream. I mean, I would, as somebody who covers AEW, I'd love to see all three of them in AEW. That'd be great if you're making me pick between the two. I don't cover Stardom. I don't do Stardom reviews, and I don't get a lot of Stardom news. So I would say AEW, but I would love to see Sasha in Stardom. But
I'm going like to go a different route.
I think she'd be walking onto a director's a set if she
That's
was
exactly what I was about to yeah. say. She ain't going to go someplace else. She's going to go straight to Hollywood, man, and get that Hollywood paycheck.
Yep. N. Simmons says, I didn't watch the show, but letting Naomi walk is bad and letting Sasha just flat out stupid. We're talking about a performer who held down the no crowd era with Bayley until Roman returned. She and Bayley were such integral parts of that. It was just very, very important. We've got Jake and Ader saying, Austin Punk, now this, things never change. And Steven says, sorry, somebody sent me a screenshot of the fake Naomi tweet. Jumped the gun, should have fact checked. It's okay. Michael Keyes says, Sasha unfollowed WWE and Vince. I can't be the guy that keeps track of that. That's for sure. That is not for me. Not for me. Shot Kid says, am I wrong in thinking this kind of situation is a long time coming? These types of situations happen. It happened with Mustafa Ali last year. So,
and that one, there's still like more to that story that we don't even know about because we never even found out what it was that legitimately was said between him and Vince. We still don't know like what it was that Mustafa Ali was like, nah, dude, like this is just plain wrong. Like we don't know. That's going to be juicy when that does come out.
Guru said the cage match ending sucked. Omos looks dumb. Well, I mean, I don't think he was trying to throw him through the cage. He was trying to throw him into it. With as much as tough as WWE claims that cage is, I don't think he was expecting it to be broken.
But they do make him look dumb, though. Like, they don't have the guy like speak words. They have him make him make sounds, and now he's just there like, I didn't understand the rules. Yeah. You know, like it does portray him as dumb, unfortunately.
Joel Woods says Sasha unfollowed nearly everyone a few days ago, including Bayley and her husband. Okay, fair. I'm glad. Hey, Joel, I'm glad you noticed that, my friend. Very glad. Andrew says it's been years of Sasha possibly leaving and Naomi not being pushed properly. No wrestling promotion is perfect, but one that's been running for 30 years should do better. Been running for 30 years. Try like 60, my friend. 60. Well, we have Jambeard saying, not a wrestling super chat, but RIP and prayers to the victims of the two mass shootings that happened the last few days, Buffalo and Laguna Woods. Guys, legitimately, if you see like extremist or obsessive behavior, please identify that to somebody and or that person in a safe manner and let somebody know that that's not okay and that's not safe because you never know where it can lead. Luis says, I just want to know what products Denise uses on her hair. It's looking very lovely today.
Thank you. I use whatever shampoo I can find in the stores.
Wow.
Jungle Boy on Twitter.
Jungle Boy uses Costco brand.
I just use everything. Tresemme, Frutini. I mean, they're not sponsoring me. I'm about to give them shout outs.
Yeah, that I respect that.
Hey, man, I go to the drugstore and pay full price for these.
That's why when people say, what kind of root beer are you drinking? I say, you know what? They can pay for that. They can pay for that. Mr. Showtime says WWE is putting on better Raw shows, but the 3-hour length is still hurting way too much. If this was 2 hours of the BS cut, it'd be a good episode. I agree. I thought that this was a better than usual Raw episode, and I liked SmackDown last week. So back-to-back shows.
I don't know
that
how you liked that SmackDown last week. I saw your tweet and I rolled over, Sean. I was I was like, through. I was like, I can't. You know what, Sean? I get it. We're friends, but I can't agree with you on everything. When I saw your tweet, I was like, God damn, over. Sean is seriously smoking something. I watched that SmackDown and it sucked ass. I'm not going to go and be like, you're a mark, you shill. I'm not going to go and do that, but I couldn't agree with you on your statement on SmackDown.
My gosh.
But this Raw was definitely a better Raw than what we've seen. Unfortunately, it was overshadowed by other things, which we are talking about here.
Oh my gosh. So I think Mustafa Ali versus Austin Theory was too good to be true. And of course it was. Austin Theory ducks out.
I'm sorry. I disagree with you there too. I was more excited when I found out it was going to be Veer Mahan.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey, Veer Mahan, though, he's a draw, man. You seen those YouTube numbers?
And that's a big reason why they're doing it. Same with Satnam Singh. And it works. I mean, I can tell you there's a project upcoming that will feature Mahabali Shera for that same reason. But I don't know if you guys saw Big Damo, who is Nikki A.S.H.'s husband, quote tweeted the WWE statement and said, bloody hell. But Veer ends up getting this match, beats Ali's ass, and then Ray and Dominic come back. It's very good to see Ray and
Sean, do you think he tweeted that because he knows something or because he was surprised by what was put out there?
For sure he's heard something. For sure. 100% he's heard something. How is he not?
I know. That's what I'm wondering. But like, I'm saying, like, was he surprised by what was put on there based on that comment? That's how I read it.
Well, he was surprised for sure, but there's zero chance he hadn't heard something by then.
I feel like the way that it was written was almost like he was taken by surprise that they had a problem with two other women in that match.
I think that he had probably already heard that by now. And again, FightfulSelect.com, there's the quick plug. I'll post who I heard it was. But I think that he was just kind of surprised that WWE would post that statement. Because keep in mind, this happened about 2.5 hours before he tweeted that. So
exactly, because this is real housewife stuff, man. This is some real drama where all of a sudden, if you're a competitor in that match, you're gonna be like, dude, what the hell? Like, you're literally throwing us all under the bus.
So we got Vic saying, watch your show every morning before work. It's the best part of my day. I was looking forward to seeing Holly and tired of the story, but didn't mind the booking. I guess they make sense. If he loses to Veer, you know what? Okay. Do I love Mustafa Ali? Yes, I think he's great. Veer is getting like the push right now, so I get it. It makes sense. He's improving in the ring. Like, I love the big jumping gimmick into Ali. Cool. Ray and Dom are back. Great for Ray. Great for Ray. Dom is back. But at least they'll do this match. I bet Ray Mysterio can get a fun match out of Veer.
Yeah, I think so too, especially because you know Rey Mysterio. And anytime you have Rey Mysterio in there with a guy that literally is going to treat him like he's killing a little boy, it's going to be good stuff, right? But I do want to put over Veer Mahan in this match. I mean, I liked this match with Mustafa Ali and Veer Mahan. I liked it because you notice that he's coming in with a little bit more intensity. Like, I really liked that big boot that he did. It was just like very, very powerful, I felt. The moment where... I think it was Dominic. But when Veer caught him, I almost thought Veer wasn't going to catch him. It kind of looked like he barely just caught Dominic. So that was a little bit like, oof. But other than that, I mean, this is just like, there's only so much you're going to get interested with this, though.
I agree. Dakota says, so what you're saying is we should blame Denise for getting Lashley and Omos in Hell in a Cell. Yes.
Yeah, blame me. I'll take the fall.
More Sasha Naomi talk. Nerd Guru says Sasha has every right to be pissed at any decision that doesn't suit her. Because if you recall, they literally set up Sasha at Charlotte at Mania. Then they're like, nah, we're going to throw that out for Ronda. I'd be pissed now too. Charlotte was angling for Ronda about 4 or 5 months before Mania. Like basically when she found out that Ronda had a child, she was like, can we get Ronda back type of thing. Jimmy Van is in the chat and says this is very reminiscent of Austin's walkout. The night on Raw, they had Flair and Rock both cut promos and mentioned Austin leaving. They did a confidential episode about it. Yes, they really put Steve Austin on blast in that. By the way, guys, every Wednesday, myself and Jimmy Van do The List and Your Boy here on Fightful. But in addition, we do The List Goes On Fightful Select. But Jimmy Van has another project that features a lot of Fightful names, including Denise and myself, Know Your News. It's had Denise, myself, Will Washington, Alex, Kate, all kinds of people on it. Check it out, knowyournews.com and youtube.com/knowyournews. Help push to 1,000 subscribers. If you like their stupid people segments on Listen Your Boy, you'll love that. Jambeard says, one thing to Denise's point about commentary and it being legit, when Austin walked out, not only did Vince cut a promo, but JR talked about it. Well, Denise, the thing that made me know, first off, that it was legit is because I had people that never, ever, ever, I mean, these people don't try to work me that I'm talking to. Like, they're not doing that. I'll give you an instance. I did an interview with Juice Robinson a while back where he said that he was leaving New Japan. But I knew he wasn't leaving New Japan. So I was like, listen, if you want to say you're leaving New Japan, you can say that all you want. It's you saying it. But I can't say outright like, hey, I know you are, because I don't think that you are. Now, when I talk to these people like on background for these stories, they're not trying to work me. They'll just not answer me. And these people were like, well, what'd you hear? Yep, that's right. That happened. A lot there. I've never seen a good work that involved calling wrestling scripted or fake, because then it's not a work. You're acknowledging
breaking the fourth wall.
Yes. And I mean, this ain't Deadpool here. Like, you can't get away with that in pro wrestling.
And I also feel like it's different time periods too. I just don't think that, I don't know. It doesn't feel the same way. It doesn't feel the same. It doesn't come across the same way.
Anthony says, happy early birthday, Denise. Thanks for keeping us up to date on Select, Sean. Apparently, Sasha already followed WWE and Vince on Twitter. We've established that happened the other day. N. Simmons says he thought it was a possible work until Big Damo. No slight towards Fightful. You guys are super credible with the story. Felt weird, like the mock situation. Well, I mean, we have been worked on zero stories. It's usually pretty easy to decipher that type of stuff. Now, the beauty of pro wrestling is they can make this a work eventually.
They can incorporate it into the storyline, yes.
Yes, you make it a work. We've got Riddle versus Jimmy Uso, which is interesting because Jimmy Uso was still at work. And he went out there and had a pretty fun match with Riddle. They said that Randy Orton could not be there due to a family obligation, but they got the tag title match on Friday. Here's a shocker. Riddle's really good in the ring. Jimmy is pretty good too. They have a great match, a fun match. They set up Friday. Riddle goes over. Did that surprise you with no Randy Orton?
No, it didn't. I did like that this time that the referee caught Jay trying to do the assist. I like that.
Yes.
Because they did get away with it before. So might as well. You can't do it multiple times. After a while, you're like, does this referee watch this stuff? Keep it up with the product? What's going on? Yeah. So no, I did like this. I thought this was a perfectly fine match. But it's one of those things where it's like we've seen some variation of this multiple times. So there's only so many times where you feel like you're watching something new.
Just to address something, somebody says, I never get worked, he says, as he's being worked by MJF. For you all to think that I don't know the difference between MJF, the character, and Max Friedman, the human, is very weird. Is very weird. We've got Hamp Connell saying, I miss SmackDown Friday, but I'll get to watch the exact same Friday show this Friday at 8, 7 Central on Fox. See what I did there? I mean, they got a tag title unification there. Nerd Guru says, never need to see Riddle wrestle on Uso ever again. Hey, you know what? I don't disagree with you there. We've
just seen it been there, done that too many times.
Yeah. Corey says, please let the Grab City boys on to chat about the Sasha and Naomi stuff with you and Denise. They are welcome to pop on anytime, but they have their own show Saturday at noon. You guys should check it out. Ricardo says, more people should be willing to stand up to Vince. That I agree with. You should be willing to stand up to, not even if it's bad creative, because that's in the eye of the beholder, just stand up in general, because how many bad segments have we seen?
Just don't be like a yes person where all you do is just say yes, yes, add a little something. But then again, we don't know what, like, I don't know what the situation is like back there. So, I mean, like, bro, you get fired if you sneeze.
We've got Blazed Radio saying, yo, 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 it's your boy, Blaze McCoy. Next week on Raw, Sasha returns as her younger sister, Sandy.
Oh, God.
Cyclops says, Hulk taught me not to get worked into a shoot. That's a work, but really a shoot disguised as a work. And that's a shoot, brother. My God. My God. MJ Johnson says, Naomi winning to go for the Raw Women's Championship is also dumb since she's a SmackDown superstar and isn't trying to unify any titles. Well, I mean, once you're a tag team champion, you are on both brands immediately. That's the golden ticket. And that's what I wanted them to use. I wanted them to be creative with it, Denise, to where that was the golden ticket.
I'm curious now, like, what are the repercussions going to be? There's got to be repercussions at the end of the day, right? Like, either they can sit out and not come back, or all of a sudden you have this situation like Mustafa Ali, where, you know, he's gone for a bit. You got this Free Ali movement. Then he comes back. And there were still so many reasons we were asking ourselves, like, why did he come back? Like, what changed? So I'm curious to see how long until we get some sort of resolution for this story. Is this going to get uglier? Is this going to get worse to the point where, you know, they might have to release, you know, Sasha and Naomi? Or are they going to keep them there like they were doing with Ali? Like, or are they going to make peace? You don't know. I'm very curious as to what this resolution is going to be, or if it's going to get worse, or hell, maybe it'll get resolved.
Omar says, Denise, if Fightful released you, will you talk?
Oh, hell yeah. I'll talk. I got a bunch of secrets on you, Sean. All of a sudden, I'm going to be going on these podcasts with your enemies, and I'm going to be spilling the beans.
Well, I've got something that shouldn't be a secret. NordVPN.com/Fightful is the fastest VPN in the world. How about this? It's got that threat protection, block online trackers, pop-up ads, and malware with NordVPN.com/Fightful, and get a great deal, an additional month free, and a 30-day money-back guarantee with NordVPN.com/Fightful. The best part for me, changing your virtual location with just one click. So maybe you want to subscribe to WWE Network in Canada. You're not a fan of the current service, or you want to subscribe and get UFC pay-per-views at a much cheaper price than they are here in the States. You can get Netflix overseas or different countries. It's got a different selection, and it's much, much cheaper. Effectively, what you're doing is paying for this NordVPN service with the savings that you get. And what a great deal. 30-day money-back guarantee in case you don't like it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Use this service every day, and I truly love it. You guys will too. Check it out. NordVPN.com/Fightful. We got the Judgment Day segment, but more importantly, we got AJ and Finn recruiting Liv. I love this. This was a hit on the live events. It got a lot of buzz, and they were like, well, let's do it. And they did it. I'm glad they did. And I'm glad AJ and Finn worked together as a team. They felt like a super team. Like, even though neither one's been factored into a lot of, like, big, like, title creative, they felt like a super team. And I thought Los Lotharios were a great team to work against them. Never mind, they're on a different show.
Yeah.
But which
are they going to go to Raw too? Like they did with Lacey Evans?
It's like I couldn't even give a shit anymore. I used to get so worked up over this and so annoyed. You did. I was just like, they're not going to care. So it's like, all right. But like Humberto, that sell the boot was amazing. Finn doing that tilt-a-whirl leg sweep, I loved it. These were the right people. And them trying to get Liv to be on the kiss cam was good, because that set up AJ and Finn Balor wanting her as a part of what they're doing. I thought this was great. I thought the setup was great, the backstage was great, and the match was great.
It would have been better if they helped Liv last week. I mean, I'm clearly still not over that. I mean, now they're all friends and everything's fine and dandy, but damn, it would have been better if they did help her last week. But no, all jokes aside, I think the presentation of just like all three of them together, they look pretty freaking cool. And Liv Morgan legitimately looks happy. Like, I'm pretty sure a lot of you saw her facial expressions and she just looked like she was having a grand old time. Like, even just when she was standing out there with Finn Balor and then AJ Styles' music hit, like immediately there was like the spark in her where she was like, oh shit, like this is real, like this is really happening. I think she looks cool with them. I think they look all cool together. I like it. I like the presentation of it. I hope that it continues.
So guys, if you all want to subscribe to Fightful Select right now, I was able to gain a little bit more information on the situation that we're putting in there, specifically who was supposed to go over on who, and again, who were identified as the people that I guess they didn't want to work, so to speak. But very interesting there. We've got Alexa Bliss facing Sonya Deville. Sonya almost got the win here, and she's unraveling. She ain't happy. But Alexa got the win. What'd you think about this?
I don't think we needed to see this match again. I kind of didn't care to see it twice. But Alexa Bliss's new theme song, though, I cannot wait to hear the full version of it from what we got, just a little couple clips, like little moments of it. I kind of like it. I dig this kind of a vibe, you know, like this very like pop punk style. I don't know what it is, but I love it. So I want to hear the full song, though, and like get into the lyrics and all of that. But I like it. I know it changes hard, but she's had a lot of different theme songs, so I think this is perfectly fine. But the match itself, I didn't care to see it twice.
Kevin says, off topic, what are the odds someone out of Liv, AJ, or Finn joins the Judgment Day? Or maybe all of them join.
Who joins the Judgment Day?
Liv, AJ, or Finn. I don't think they should.
No, we need separate groups. No.
Connor says, the highlight of the show for me was AJ, Finn, and Liv doing the two sweet. Interesting they bring up Sasha and Naomi leaving on commentary. Yeah, and a bit petty, honestly. A little bit petty.
That's what I said, petty.
We get Dana Brooke backstage, the 24/7 situation that leads to Carmella popping up back there. What'd you think about all this?
All right. You know, I'm still boycotting the 24/7 championship, but I was still watching regardless. I got happy when we saw R-Truth and Carmella. I'm like, dude, let's go back to that. That was actually fun and different, and it worked for Carmella. I was a fan of that. So I did like that little tease that we got there, but everything before that, I'm boycotting the 24/7 picture. It's terrible. I hate it. I hate myself when I watch it. Nope.
We've got Becky Lynch backstage. There's so much to unpack tonight, says Nerd Guru. I hope it all works itself out. Clearly more details will come about. I stand with Sasha and Naomi. In other news, Becky and Asuka never miss, even in the short term they had. It was a banger. Happy Asuka went over. We'll get back to the match itself. But how'd you feel about like the setup and all that to get them to explain, hey, this is now a one-on-one match?
Well, I mean, when they were explaining it, they were also burying Sasha and Naomi. So I kind of like wasn't even like focusing really on how they were reworking this show. I was more so focused on what's going on with Sasha and Naomi that I almost didn't like. It didn't matter to me what they ended up doing with Asuka and Becky Lynch, like them like rewriting things and getting to that, you know, that direction. I didn't even care because I was just so focused on what's going on with Sasha and Naomi. And then that shot about them being unprofessional on commentary.
Indeed. So Lacey Evans, I think is
do we even know?
I think she's a babyface again.
Every week it changes.
So she was on SmackDown, and it's very clear they were angling towards heel.
Mm-hmm.
Very clearly. However, she's come back out on Raw, and she came out and she did a rah-rah speech. And there was nothing to identify her as a heel, Denise.
Nothing. She went out there. She was shaking kids' hands. She was, you know, saluting the military. I mean, I can't boo that. what? You know, yeah. Like she went out there and she didn't do anything heelish to me. But then the week before that, it was like, that week that they had Samantha introduce her, that was super heel. And then the weeks before that, she was a babyface to me. So it's like, I'm wondering if they're switching directions or they're just keeping the tease going a little longer where it's like, you've had all these weeks of her being this like, you know, American hero and this and that. And then all of a sudden she turns around and is, you know, a complete, you know, evil person. I don't know. Every week it changes. I can't even tell you.
So it's very, very unusual. And I just don't think it's going to get over.
What's interesting too is that she's wearing the same outfit and everything.
Yeah.
Why is that? Like before she used to, I mean, before she used to come out with all these different looks and I get it. Like, yeah. You know, she's doing something different now, but she kind of brings out the same thing all the time.
Not to do a Fightful Select plug again, but I've heard some contradictory stuff to that Twitter thread that was identified earlier, and I'm actually working on typing it up as we're on the air. So I'm going to try to get that up on Fightful Select now, but Michael Key says, let's try to move on with the show. Lacey has to be a face, right? I don't get it. Dude, I want to like her, but she's a heel according to the company. Well, this didn't feel like a heel thing. And it felt really weird going from, hey, we know you got abused, but you're a heel now.
I feel like you should do a read-along, Sean, at the end of the stream. Like, post your Fightful Select post and then do a read-along. No, a live read from Sean.
Our subscriptions have been down this month. I mean, they're down on every service. So, like, it's the summer, and that's always bad news for subscription services. I got to get those subs up, my friends.
Sorry, guys. No read-along. I tried, though.
You know what, Denise? You know,
let it be known that I tried. Come on, Sean. That's my birthday gift.
No.
Where's my song? Where's my documentary? Usually you get more creative than this. You dropped the ball
this
year, Sean.
I've been so busy, Denise.
No, you dropped the ball. Where there's no song. There's no documentary. I'm very disappointed. I don't like this creative from you.
I'm going to need $5 from each one of you right now.
Your face is hilarious, by the way. I was like, all of a sudden, where did you get cheeks from? Like, you like grew cheeks that day. You're like, I'd never noticed that you had cheeks before. And that day you were like,
oh, man.
It was amazing.
Emily Cease for the Ruckus says, regardless of who was at fault or what went down, WWE will never realize what they have with Sasha until she's gone. She's one of the most popular mainstream talents. If you're not Charlotte or Becky, you get stuck in stories that make no sense or lead nowhere. Right now, she screams out person that they're going to be paying a lot of money to come back to main event WrestleMania over the next 10 years, right? She screams person who is going to make it in acting. And then they're like, then you go, well, will she come back for WrestleMania? I hope she comes back for WrestleMania. Like, that's what it screams right now.
Yeah. But, you know, I feel like also, like, you can't take away anything from, like, Becky Lynch and Charlotte because they, too, work hard. They do their thing, man. Yeah. Can't take anything away from them either. But it's like, I get it. You know, like, it goes back to them. I just don't think that they see her. I don't even know, man. Because it's like, how do you not see her as a big star when everybody sees her as a big star? It's weird.
Yes. Nicholas says, all this time, Sasha thanked Vince for everything. And one little thing Vince can't even do. Damn. Raphael says, how much backlash would WWE get if they went Sasha versus Ronda and Belair versus Naomi? Woo boy. I don't know if that was the plan. That was indicated in that thread that I referenced earlier. But again, I'm trying to, I'm just learning more and more and more as we go on the air. And
I think at this point you should just like screen share your phone.
Can't. Oh, buddy, I can't.
You imagine if you were like just to pop in and be like, okay, this information just came in.
You know some of the people I talk to.
I know.
Kick up some shit. There.
I know.
Graham says.
And I keep quiet too. I should get like bonus pay for that.
Yeah.
For serving like confidential information. It's like working for the government, man.
Graham says, whose talk is Jericho would be more fire emoji? I feel like Naomi has a lot more to complain about from a legitimate standpoint because she's gotten a lot of like cool big wins and stuff. Like her WrestleMania record is like really good, but like she is one of the most perpetually misused people in the company.
No, it'd be Sasha. It'd be really? Sasha. There's just There's just too many stories out there about, you know, her and things and that have gone wrong between her and WWE in the past before. So many rumors that were out there that were never cleared up by her herself. So I feel it'd be Sasha Banks.
Oh man, it keeps rolling in this news, guys. This update's going to be juicy. Johan Benson says, how do they keep getting it wrong with Sasha? The woman's a bona fide star and they could build the company around. Mainstream attention, hell of a worker. Just hear her when she has an issue. Again, we don't know how it unfolded. Like, hypothetically, she could have walked right in there and threw up her middle fingers, or Vince could have walked in there, threw up his middle fingers. Like, we don't know the context of what was said.
Also, the relationship between Sasha Banks and Vince McMahon seems different from like Vince McMahon and maybe some other people. Like, we don't know what they're like specifically, like what their relationship is like, what their form of communication is like between the both of them.
Yes. And I'm being told by a very, very close source that they don't believe that Sasha and Naomi felt unsafe working anybody. An update is coming to FightfulSelect.com.
I was good. That's why I said, why would you put that out there? It buries your talent.
I'm just saying,
why would you put that out there?
And this is from...
It causes more drama.
A real good source.
I know. I can read your mind. I know it. I can see it in your eyes.
And you know what? I'll tell you privately.
Oh, I know already. I can tell. I could read. I could see it in your eyes.
Look,
I knew it. I guessed it. I just saw it. I knew it. Sean, I know you. I know this stuff. I've been your co-host for like almost 3 years.
Oh,
I know this.
Man.
You didn't even need to tell me. I knew.
AJ said, Reds no hitter and still lost. How to fix the Reds? Listen, there ain't no way to fix the Reds.
They suck.
There ain't no way to fix the Reds.
Nah, bro.
Michael Key says, Cody's promo is fantastic. He sold me. Cody is cutting the hell out of these promos. I mean, look at this. Cody has been booked well. They are doing right by Cody. They are, and by the way.
Dude, they got a countdown for him?
For this person, it ain't a producer, is it, Denise? It ain't a producer that's leaking it. No.
Hey, I work for the government right now. I work for Fightful government. I don't say nothing.
So anyway, the update's coming. Either way. Cody is like, so far, so good for me. Like, if you're an AEW talent and you're looking at the way they're booking Cody, you're looking at it and you're going, maybe that money's worth it. Maybe it's worth it. Maybe I can at least get this creative satisfaction. What are you doing, Denise?
Son, I'm just saying, you're saying that. And there's like this recent story that you put out there where I'm like, are you trying to tie two things together? What's going on?
Am I?
I don't know. It kind of feels like it.
I don't know. So what did you think of this promo?
I thought it was good. I like that they're doing the countdown. Last week they did like a promotional thing where they said this is I think it was like the 10 p.m. Eastern o'clock, something like that, hour where they gave a legitimate time of as to when Cody was going to be on. This time they did the countdown. I like that because that presents him as a bigger deal. Like, let's say I'm a fan, like a casual fan, and I don't know anything about AEW and WWE's wars. And, you know, there's a lot of people like that, honestly. And I'm seeing this, and if they're counting down somebody, I'm going to be like, dang, I'm going to pay attention to this guy. Like, they're making him feel like a big deal. Hell, I'm going to wait to see what Cody's got to say. So they're presenting him you know, a lot different. Like, they're presenting him like a star, so that's good. I like this. This was a very quick promo. I thought it got straight to the point of us getting the Hell in a Cell matchup with him and Seth, which we all knew was coming. And I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to it based on the first match that we saw at WrestleMania, based on the last match that they had together. And knowing that usually things get leveled up a little bit better in the Hell in a Cell, ignore the 2019 Seth Rollins one, ignore that. But, I feel like I'm expecting a good quality match out of these two. I think it's going to be, if this is the final match between them, which it should be, I think it'll be a really good trilogy.
Jambeard says the Reds are the Fuego of MLB. Oh my God.
Sean, how sad.
Chad says,
the Bengals are going to play the Jets again. I forgot what date, but it's happening.
You going to come to Cincinnati for that?
No.
Why not? Come to Cincinnati.
You want me to go to Cincinnati?
Both of you, come to Cincinnati. We'll go watch the game.
I'm dying, Sean.
There's Bengals got a lot of primetime games this year. I'm gonna miss some episodes of Raw. Chad says, with Sasha and Naomi leaving, think how bare SmackDown women's roster is now. I don't think it's that bare. They don't use people. They don't use Shotzi and Aaliyah. They are now. They don't use Xia Li. Tris says, Sasha loves wrestling too much. I can see her making a run in AEW like Brian. I get the sense she would love to work with even more talent. The way that she's talked lately, Denise, it's clear she also loves acting. Because like she has said, like, one day I'm going to have to make a choice.
Dude, and yeah, I don't blame her whatsoever. And I think, like, you know, we don't really see, you know, we've seen the guys, you know, Batista, The Rock, John Cena, they go off and do their things. We need to see some women get to have those real big opportunities like that. And Sasha Banks, she had such a great look. She, you know, I didn't watch The Mandalorian, so I can't tell you how she did, like, acting chops wise, but based on her acting chops that I've seen on WWE and like her feud with Bayley, I thought she probably had some of the best acting chops there. I think that she definitely has what it takes.
Yeah. Oh, Bedeau says maybe Sasha is in Mandalorian season 3, left to go shoot this as a cover up. Maybe, doesn't seem though. Nope, it's not it.
They're not going to bury themselves. No, no.
Yeah. Joel Wood says, so worst case scenario, do you think this ends in one or both getting released? Yes, I think it could. I definitely think it could. Matt Reichiel says, I'm worried where this Sasha Naomi could end up. Hope cooler heads prevail. I hope so too. They're both supremely talented and would be great all the time. Like wherever they land. I am JD says that unprofessional gets thrown out a lot when it comes to black talent. I also wish Mercedes was the Joker against Britt. I mean, it's not just them. I've heard it about Charlotte. I've heard it about Bray Wyatt. I've heard a lot of people from WWE side of things. Yeah. We've got Shane Haas saying Lacey is the three W's, like Angle had the three I's. My God.
Wait, she's the three W's?
I mean, what were they? What were the three W's?
I forgot.
I was obviously preoccupied during this.
All I remember is the three I's. Intensity, integrity, and intelligence. But I don't remember the three W's. Sorry. Short-term memory.
Michael Key says, I also work for a YouTube page. We get our info from a major star. I just caught wind. Let's forget about Raw tonight. Chris Rain says, Wade Miley had a good start for the Cubs today. You're welcome. We gave him to you for nothing. Well, Chad Gable gave Elias the DNA results. And I love that the DNA results didn't say that it wasn't Elias. It said that it was inconclusive because there was barbecue sauce all over it. So Kevin Owens was very upset at Otis, who tried to pass the blame, so to speak, Denise. What do you think of this?
If WWE wants to make some like bonus sponsor money, man, they need to go to those like Ancestry, what is it, like 23andMe, those like DNA tests. They need to get sponsored, man. They need to get their test sponsored on here on this like show for this storyline. I think it would be hilarious and a good way to make money. Just throwing the idea out there. But anyways, I like this, but I mainly liked the match itself was fun. Ezekiel has definitely gotten over with me, and I think he's gotten over with quite a few people. It's a very dorky character that could have just been like, and honestly, it could have been death. This character could have been death, and it was not that. It's been tolerable. It's not on the scale of your 24/7 title picture. So I gotta say it hasn't been too terrible. I like it. My favorite thing about this was Kevin Owens on commentary when I think I was it Jimmy who said, I forgot who it was. I think it was Jimmy when he said on commentary about, I guess he accidentally called Ezekiel Elias, something like that. And then Kevin Owens is like, yeah, you said it. You said it. He said, just like you said, Cody Rhodes hasn't wrestled in 6 years the other day. That's ridiculous too. I thought that was a really funny line on commentary, but I like Ezekiel smashing the face of Chad Gable, like right onto the mat. I like that. That was a cool little moment that I liked. And then good for Ezekiel. He got the win, deserves it.
Kevin was great on commentary. He was great on commentary.
I agree.
Oh boy. So then we get to the main event, Becky versus Asuka. First off, I want to say Becky has never been better in the ring than she is now. She is incredible. She's so good. I loved the finish of this. Becky getting misted in the eyes, then head kicked and pinned. Oh, I loved this finish.
It was exactly what they needed for Asuka, because Asuka has been gone for a long time. Almost, what was it, like almost a year, 9-10 months, something like that. She was gone for a long time. The treatment of Asuka prior to this, prior to her leaving, was not the best. They didn't really make her look like a strong champion. We've established that. And so you, like, people have more of this, like, memory of what Asuka can do in the ring. But storyline-wise, they hadn't really given you, like, any real reason to get behind Asuka since her return. So, bam, this was it. This finish and the way that she defeated Becky, she looked cool. She looked strong. She looked like somebody you want to cheer for. And it was this like moment where she actually gets the win on Becky Lynch. So I thought this was good. This was a win. And given that this was clearly something that was not planned for tonight, it worked out. Look on the bright side.
Jeff says, how the hell do you not like the Mandalorian step?
I didn't say I didn't like it. I'd never seen it.
I'm not a Star Wars guy either. Jimmy had me watch the first Star Wars, and I watched it, and like, it wasn't bad, but it felt useless to me because it was set up to introduce all those characters. But like, I already knew who all the characters were because they're all pop culture. Like, I know who R2-D2 and C-3PO and Luke Skywalker. I know who all those people are. So it was kind of pointless to me. I'll tell you what's not pointless to me, my friends. Wonderful. athleticgreens.com/fightful, and that AG1 right now, Athletic Greens is going to give you an immune supporting free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase at athleticgreens.com/fightful. You may have seen Baron Black putting this stuff over in my mentions on Twitter back in the day. He's a pretty successful athlete. One scoop of AG1 contains 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients, including a multivitamin, multimineral, probiotic, green superfood blend, and more in one convenient daily serving. The special blend of high quality bioavailable ingredients and a scoop of AG1 fill those nutritional gaps in your diet. It helps support your energy, your focus, your gut health, your digestion, and a healthy immune system. And these days, it is very important to support that healthy immune system. And the best part, it replaces a bunch of products and pills. You want to drink your multivitamin. You do not want to take a tablet. It passes right through you. It's not as effective. Go to athleticgreens.com/fightful, where they eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free. It's got less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals. And they update this formula every couple of months. It's got over 53 changes over the last 10 years. So they're not resting on their laurels. Whew.
Do we got more super chats?
Oh, do we ever? You're getting your bonus tonight. Don't
Woohoo!
Worry.
I was about to ask, do we got 10 minutes worth of super chats?
We got plenty, Denise.
All right, bring it on.
Matthew says, just here to put Luis over, top moderator. Big thank you, Luis. These nights are wild, and it's going to get wild. People are saying, please bring on the scoops. Hey, I'm trying to. I got to get Denise to talk a little bit so I can finish typing.
Oh, okay. Read along. I was telling you that you could read Becky, this along. Okay, Becky, so you told me to talk so you can get these scoops out and then.
Hold on. Emmanuel says, WWE said COVID is over. Break out the mist. But James says, AEW and Tony have their own issues, but this has to pump the brakes for anyone thinking about jumping to WWE, whether that be MJF or anyone else. I don't think MJF is looking at this and giving a damn.
I think at the end of the day, every talent makes their own decision. And even here's the thing that I've come to find just based on a lot of people still going to WWE. It's not like these stories just started happening, you know, a month ago or a year ago. There's been stories for a long time and you still see talent going. So it's like at the end of the day, you got to find out for yourself. You can't just like not go or do something or do anything in life based on what somebody else said. You know, you got to go and find out for yourself.
Guys, I am about to hit publish on that Fightful Select update. So
I'm going to my email where I get all of your Fightful Select reports from.
Yes.
So that I can read it and know what's being said.
There is a lot of misinformation about both sides there. There's a whole lot of misinformation. So I follow this. Denise will verify. I've got about as airtight of a sources on this as possible. Joel said,
my source tells me that your sources are good.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Joel Wood sent in a nice one. Thank you, Joel. He says, I think Bruce once said on his podcast, if you stand up to the creative team, that's fine, but provide an alternative. I'll say that. Do we know if Sasha or Naomi provided an alternative to the creative that was presented? Honest question. Your honest answer is on Fightful Select right now.
Is it up already?
It is up. I just posted the update.
Okay.
Yes. There is an answer to that. N. Simmons says, Sasha's a crossover star. They want Roman to be with movies. No slight towards him. He's big, but women are killing it in Hollywood. I think she could be. I think the fact that Kevin Hart and Hot Ones and The Mandalorian all want her is not an accident. I think she has made a very good impression. Corey says, like Bray Wyatt, I think Sasha's asking price may be too high to go to AEW. Thoughts? I don't think that her asking price would be too high because she would be able to do a lot of stuff that she can't do in WWE. And by the way, if you see something on Instagram saying that I reported that Sasha and Naomi have been released, that is not true whatsoever. That is a fake tweet, obviously. So stop sending me that. I got like 10 messages about that. James Barris says, if they leave, this booking was more the straw that broke the camel's back than this match. Had way worse individual incidents with Naomi and Sasha. They should have better creative associated. Denise, did you read that update?
I read very slow because I'm listening to you and reading, so I have to keep starting the sentence all over again. Sorry.
My gosh, Denise.
Well, I get distracted because you said something and I start paying attention to you and I have to go back to what I was reading. I'm reading the update. Don't worry. I'm getting there.
Sheila says, wrestlers are knowing their worth. There's just different ways of how each person is addressing and dealing with it. That is absolutely true. Know your worth creatively or professionally or financially. I'm JD says, call up Will, Reg, and Phil. We need an emergency Crapsody pod. Oh, they're going to have a lot more to talk about on Saturday. A whole lot more. Raphael says, they only bring up Sasha's accolades outside the ring. When it's time to impress investors, that says a lot. Yeah, bring it up on your show. Impress the people that are there every week. Juan says, I never noticed you had cheeks before. Denise, Hollywood birthday girl, Salcedo. Michael Key says, look how beautiful Denise is. Athletic Greens wishes they were that beautiful. Athletic Greens is beautiful.
Can I get all the beautiful super chats sent over to me? Thank you.
Absolutely not. They're talking about me. Corey David says, look at Seth's tweet talking about how his old name was erased. You all could just, you know, send it to me. Y'all could just send it to me, too. Nerd Guru says, if the plan was for Naomi to put over Bianca and then Sasha to put over Ronda, if I'm Naomi, I don't mind. But if I'm Sasha, Ronda doesn't deserve to be put over by a bigger star and 10 times better wrestler. I mean, listen, Ronda, you can argue like who's the bigger star. Sasha's been around more consistently. Ronda is Ronda. But is Ronda drawing a ton of eyes to the show? Not necessarily. It's doing business, but that wasn't the plan from what I understand. That's a misconception. And not only that, that wasn't what was angled for. Legitimately, what I'm learning is that Sasha and Naomi seem to care an awful lot about that tag team division.
As they should.
Yes. DJ Page says, why does anyone want to work for WWE anymore unless they train you? As a kid, I wanted to work for TNA. As a teen, I wanted to work for New Japan. DJ, let me tell you, it's never about the money until it's that much money.
I think it also depends too, like on how the talent grew up. They might have grown up WWE fans, yeah. And maybe now it might be a little bit different. But I think at the end of the day, there's people that was their dream. So it's like it's almost like validation. You make it, it's you're validated. You know, your career and your hard work and your sacrifice is validated.
Mark says, Sean has great sources on this story, I'm sure, but I'm not going to believe anything until somebody tells me they were lying on the floor crying. I get it. That was not the case. Professional disagreement from what I understand. And you know what? Sometimes actors walk off set. Sometimes shit happens. Juan says, hopefully the whole Sasha Naomi WWE situation gets resolved. Great report there, Sean. Hollywood Salcedo is beautiful. Happy early birthday. Eh.
I feel like you hate reading the nice super chats about me. Like, it pains you.
I love reading any super chats about you because our super chats are down this month. Chris Reigns. Oh, damn.
Send them in, guys.
Yes. Everything's down right now. Like, all my friends with subscription services, like, all their stuff is down, like, across the board. Chris says, I'm just here for the show, and we probably won't be seeing a thank you Vince McMahon tweet tonight. Probably not.
Probably not. No.
Coxhead says, the 16th was my birthday. Kate's and Denise have birthdays around now, too. UK viewer, first soccer player has come out as gay today. Some major sports news here, too. Thanks for the cameo, Sean, and hope Raw wasn't too bad. Yeah, guys, I'm going to be doing cameos all month. This month will benefit NAMI. We're going to think of some nice charities for next month as well. If you got any recommendations, let me know. But head over and get a cameo. I'll do all kinds of fun stuff, and 100% of the proceeds go to charity. Matt Wright,
you're too nice, Sean. I wouldn't do all that work for charity.
What can I
Hollywood
say?
Salcedo.
Jambeard says,
I need the money.
Speaking of, Jambeard says, next month we'll get the Denise episode of Talk is Jericho, where she talks about being muted, big fat dumps, and bad creative.
And I'll reveal all your sources.
It'll be about how many skits.
Are you going to have me sign an NDA? Like, if I ever leave Fightful, you're going to be like, well, you got to sign an NDA, and anything, information that you got in during these periods, you need to, like, keep to yourself.
Did I tell you who actually did the thigh tweet? Did I tell you?
You found out?
I knew within about probably 20 minutes who did it. Yeah.
No, yeah, you told me a variation of that, but you didn't tell me a specific person.
Yeah, I know who did it. Then they didn't mean to, but I felt a little bad for them, but they still, they did not mean to. And when they found
out. You're buying that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you knew the person, you would believe that they.
I know the person?
No, if you did know them, if you interacted with them, but almost nobody from Fightful interacted with them on a consistent basis. So Thomas says, I owed you $3 for screenshotting the Fightful Select thing. Here's that, a little extra. Thanks, you guys. You got to change your Twitter name to be about goldfishes.
Amazing.
Matt Reichel says, usually can't watch live, but I am, looks like, in Nashville for SummerSlam weekend. And after what was reported on Fightful Select today, I mean, I can tell you the people putting that on were not happy that I posted that, because that is not a done deal, which is why I reported. It's not a done deal. It is far from being done. But
today's story, the Ricky Steamboat one?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Not a done deal, but it was about to be out there regardless.
Sean, what do you do? How do you react to that when people are mad at you because you posted something? Do you just let it roll off your shoulder?
Well, the way that I spoke about this was, well, it was about to be out there with a lot of misinformation about 10 minutes after I did it, if I didn't do it. I mean, it's like the CM Punk thing. There were people that were like, why'd you spoil it? And I'm like, that was coming out. It was going to be out regardless. So there are some stories, though, that obviously wouldn't have been. But let's get through these super chats. We got a lot of stuff. KE775 said, did Nikki and Doudrop catch some strays? Read my story. Orlando Arrego says, after the 2018 story with Sasha, I'll wait for the turn story. However, both women know their worth. Vince needs to change. The true story from my super chat. Happy birthday, Denise. You brought the viewers tonight. We appreciate it. Leave a thumbs up on this as well. We're heading down the home stretch. We still have plenty of super chats. Juan telling you happy birthday. He's a May baby. The Rock and John Cena, also Taurus.
You're welcome, Sean.
Destined for greatness. But yeah. By the way, if there's anybody posting bullshit in our chat, don't hesitate to ban them, mods. I would greatly appreciate that, because
let the drama roll. Come on, Sean.
No,
things up a little bit.
I do not want people in there posting absolute bullshit about this at all. WWE just posted their statement again on their own official website. But Noah said, their current feud is with Shayna and Natalya, two of the safest workers in WWE. Sasha feels like a waste at this point. either injured or angry 50% of the time. Great worker, questionable employee. Well, she's not an employee. She's an independent contractor. And they beat Shayna and Natalya. So what is there? What's their current feud? They beat him. Garmin Rose says, if I already mentioned, sorry, how does this affect the Usos? Do you think it will take them, take it out on them after Naomi joining? Or my gosh, we got to have these like cleaned up a little bit because I can't like necessarily make sense of it. But I'll go back.
I don't think it'll impact the Usos. Like at the end of the day, they're separate people, separate situations.
Yeah, we'll have that one cleaned up and we'll reread it. But Joel said, I know you said they could get released, but do you think they'll be back? Yeah, I think they'll be back. Leo said, Sasha will eat AEW in Hollywood. Naomi's going to cause huge tension for that family. Usos and Reigns, Vince won't win. Maybe. We've seen people.
It's so crazy because I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I don't know, based on my one interaction with Naomi and just based on like who she is like on camera and what I've seen her, I feel like this really had to be something that angered her for her to also walk out with Sasha Banks. And you know, they're two different people with two different personalities. And so like just Naomi kind of seems a little bit more of the type that she seems a little chill in my opinion. She seems a little bit more relaxed, very, very like sweet. And so I can't imagine her just like walking out for like no reason.
Yeah. So Emmanuel says, the fact that this is more interesting than the last 4 months of programming is a commentary on the WWE product. Yes, Mercedes and Trinity. How are you feeling about this based on what we know now?
I feel like some of my earlier suspicions are kind of a little bit confirmed where it couldn't have been that one thing. And that's why to me, like this now with this update, it kind of just confirms those suspicions that I previously had that this was more of a buildup, a lead up to this versus it just being like specifically just the one thing. Like it could be. It's more of like the cherry on top of what officially drives people to like officially decide to walk out. You know, there's always got to be that one thing, but it leads up, like it's a build up to it.
Ark says the comedy of WWE apologizing for not delivering something as if that's not something they do routinely. Call me crazy. I know whose side I'm on. I mean, yeah, that was.
I just think it's sad. Can I just say, I think it's sad that like you're pinning the talent against each other.
Yes.
It's sad.
Yeah.
You don't do that. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I just feel like it's messed up. And no matter what, now there's just going to be beef there, like regardless, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, man. We got Nathan saying the statement not only throws Sasha and Naomi under the bus, but doesn't paint a great picture of Nikki or Doudrop either. WWE just buried four of their female talents in that statement.
Yeah, that's what I said. It buries their talent. Like,
yeah,
what? And then also putting the 8-hour rehearsal thing didn't look good either. We haven't even mentioned that. That did not look good either, to be honest.
Mark says, curious how we get a press release immediately after the women went off script. And he says, black women went off script, implying they're unprofessional, but Charlotte went off script during a match. They say nothing. I don't think it's fair to compare those situations. This is more comparable to the Austin situation that they did address. Charlotte continued to work and showed up to work. That's about it. N. Simmons says, New York Post posted this. It's definitely not a work. Fella, New York Post is not exactly a beacon of journalism there. Raphael says, women tend to lead in movements like this, and I'd love to see the ladies organize to call their bluff. I think a players association would be great, but I don't think they could do a union.
I mean, last time we had like that, like it seems like that was going to happen, that quickly did not happen. That quickly unraveled.
Yeah. Rob says, Flair returning to the ring in a press release with WWE breaking kayfabe. In one day, I just need Ryback and CM Punk to team up to hit bingo.
Oh, God.
Check out Coexisting with Rob and Maggie every week on Fightful Overbooked. Also, we have their After Dark show on Fightful Select. Raphael says, even New York Post is covering this, walking out with a full news piece. And William Bordwick says, throwing Dujop and Nikki under the bus in effort to trash Sasha and Naomi is not exactly promoting a company environment that cares about its workers. I'll give this one to you guys for free. It ain't Sasha, or it ain't Nikki and Dujop they're throwing under the bus. It's the other two. It's Becky and Asuka. FightfulSelect.com. And it is not quite what the statement made it out to be based on what I'm hearing.
No. Feels very, very different.
Nerd Guru says, and if the issue was simply that it makes no sense for tag champions to be in a singles title contender match, good on them. But if Naomi was supposed to win, that's really random, and I wouldn't have thought Sasha wouldn't work with any of those people. I don't know that if it was wouldn't work. Chad says, is it common for WWE to release statements like this? Happy birthday, Denise. No, it's not. Not at all.
I don't, like, when is the last time that they released a statement like that? Did they release a statement for Charlotte when she had the beef with Becky? I don't remember if they did. They did it, right?
No, they did one with Moxley when he was leaving.
Okay.
Yeah. Trini says, legitimately, what other women's tag teams are there besides Shayna, Natalya, and Dewdrop Nikki ASH?
There's like nobody.
They could pair up Tamina and Dana and just say, well, they exist in the same area, and I don't doubt that they would.
Yeah, they had Nikki Ash. What did she just? She recently teamed with somebody, and I can't remember who. Dewdrop. There you go. Dewdrop. Sorry. Yeah, that was random.
Read the story.
Sorry, I was spacing out for a second. Okay.
Joel says, could they use this situation to develop creativity and around unhappy talent, a la Sasha, Naomi, Ali, and others? We're seeing more stables these days. They could. I thought years ago they could have done that. Like, they had a lot of like Zack Ryder, Dolph Ziggler, and The Miz were a few guys who had shown that they could get over, but they were kind of put in the doghouse, and they had similar paths. I thought they could have done that, but then they kept beating them to a point to where there was no return. Brendan says, I'm with Denise here. Becky mentioned them walking out on camera, and Corey said it was unprofessional in commentary. Seems like a smear job on them. I mean, if Becky's going to do one thing, it's cause some buzz. Like, that's what she does.
I mean, if you're going to get anything out of this situation, it might as well be some buzz, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything?
Yeah, and there's plenty of buzz around it right now. It's our most watched Raw show in a long, long time. And we will not stop giving you news on this on FightfulSelect.com. Do not believe out of context screenshots or anything else that you see coming from our site. Gar Monroe says, I've already mentioned, sorry, how does this affect the Usos? You think WWE will take it out on them after talk of Naomi joining the Bloodline? If it's as bad as it seems, are we surprised Jimmy didn't follow up with his wife? Depending on like how bad I hear that this conversation was, after the statement, if it doesn't reflect what actually happened, if that statement does not really connect with what happened, I would not be surprised if Jimmy Uso took issue with that. And of course, it's his wife.
They made it seem a little bit like abrupt. Like they came in and were just like, here, like we're out. Based on that statement, it sounded like a very abrupt thing.
Yes.
I highly doubt it was just like that. Like I'm out, you know?
It was not based on what I heard. Again, FightfulSelect.com. Help us out. Gabe Ho says Vince buried them because he's Vince and he survived every superstar come and go. He'll survive two mid-carders in his head. He let Brock walk. He doesn't care. It wasn't a let Brock walk. Brock just walked. There was no let. They couldn't keep Brock. They wanted to keep Brock. They just couldn't do it. They couldn't hold on to him.
Brock's just different.
Yeah. Eloquent says, what does WWE do? There's zero chance they fire her and she's too valuable to keep off TV. Do they just job her out?
That's what we see, though. What do they see?
Yeah. That is
a difference.
A very good point. A very good point. Do they just job her out? Well, I mean, what indicates that she would come back to just be jobbed out? If she or Naomi are happy to walk right now being involved in a main event with Becky Lynch and Asuka.
And holding gold.
And holding gold. Who is to say that they're just going to pop up and and come back to job. They kind of hold the cards right now. Straight Edge says, I don't know what exactly happened, but leaving in the middle of the show is unprofessional behavior. I mean, what more were they going to gain by hanging around there? I mean, sure, they weren't doing the match. What benefit do they have to hang around? They're not going to talk to Vince. Vince is working. Like, he's...
You have two choices there. You either do the job, even if you don't want to do it, you do it.
Yeah.
Or you leave. There's like, only two options.
I get it. It can be perceived as unprofessional, sure. But
it's the last resort thing, though. Like, if you legitimately, honest to God, don't want to do something and you've had a discussion with the person in charge and they're saying, no, you got to do this. This is what you're going to do. What else do you do if you legitimately don't want to do it?
Yeah.
You leave.
Guys, get in your super chats and your humper chats. Leave us a thumbs up. We would greatly appreciate it. We are heading down the home stretch here. James Higgins says, given the originally planned result didn't involve Asuka and Becky, I love that Asuka takes green mist substance in her travel bag in case she needs it. I thought the finish was outstanding, Denise. I really liked it. I thought that it worked really well. And the way that Becky was selling as they went off the air was really good.
Like I said, Asuka needed this night.
Noah says, Sean, what's your favorite mashup theme song? There have been some gold and some trash ones when WWE experiments with that. I like RK-Bros, but otherwise it's not usually for me. I'm not usually a big fan of the mashups. I think they're kind of lazy when they do that.
Didn't you get mad at me because I liked the Alexa Bliss Bray Wyatt mashup? I think you got mad at me for that.
I forgot about that. That was sucky.
I liked it.
Oh. Ryan says, in my opinion, WWE putting out a statement is a bad look. It totally seemed like they were throwing Sasha and Naomi under the bus. That won't help this situation at all. Not great on their part. Hope cooler heads prevail.
Well, they buried him on the actual broadcast.
Yes.
So I think at that point.
And via this. And if it were me and Sasha and Naomi put something out there publicly, well, that's one thing. But
what do you do right now if you're Sasha and Naomi? Do you put out your own statement? Do you let people form their own narrative? Do you let the company form their own narrative?
But they didn't. They just left. They didn't post anything. Like,
they should. I would. I mean, because now it's just you got one side of the story. And if that's not the side that is there, if that's not their truth, I would put my side out there. There's no way that I would let like somebody just give their own narrative about me.
Sure. I mean, they aren't exactly, I'm not saying that they're not I'm not calling them media unfriendly. Those two have just never been people that are like, oh, I'm going to go do like tell the media something. They've never been like known for that.
No, but they could post a statement because now they're basically, been accused of not wanting to work with talent. So you would at least put a statement saying, hey, you know what? I have no issue. I have no issue, blah, 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 you know.
But Sasha never did that before, like when she was off. Like she never bothered to do that. But I mean, granted, this is a much different situation. You're right. Chad says, why don't the refs ever question the mist in the face? Asuka was covering up Becky Lynch's face. She was, she had the seated pin.
Now there's more people involved, Sean. This isn't just person and boss. There's more people involved now in this story.
Michael Keyes says, Raw was good. I thought it was fine. Joel said, Vince didn't fire her 3 years ago when she asked for a release. Doubt he grants it now that she's a bigger star than she was 3 years ago. But all of it's like, does Vince see her as a bigger star? And I agree. Like, I'd be surprised, but we are in a much different landscape than we were 3 years ago. They're not talent hoarding anymore, but there you go. And somebody says, I don't think they can make a statement on their WWE accounts. They can. They own their personal accounts. WWE does not own their accounts. WWE helps them get verified and their handles. WWE superstars are regularly messaging me via their accounts. So WWE does not have ownership of those. Zakari says, do you think Tony is seeing this and rubbing his hands maniacally? I don't think Tony expects either one of these people to get released, but if they are, they will be in AEW if at all possible. Jay Poe says, do you think the tag titles are vacated now or will they have them back as champs? I think they'll vacate them and I think they will just do away with them is what I think, Denise. sadly.
I mean, who else is going to get those titles? There's nothing else. They got to build up more women. And that's like, oh my God, there's just so much.
Raphael says, Sean, I need you to do an interview with a WWE HR rep. That's the interview we all want to see. I would love that. I would love to do an interview with people who run cameras, do production. I would love doing an interview with people like that. Nerd Guru says, I'm pissed. I'd be pissed at that statement if I were Becky and Asuka. Like, they actively made all of them look worse because of their pettiness. This company, man, F them. I don't think it was a good statement. I think you could have left a lot of that out, right? Like,
they could have just said, I think they could have done more of like, there was an issue. There was an issue between, you know, a creative or something, a direction. Unfortunately, two sides cannot see eye to eye. Clean it up. Make it very professional. Very like, you know, those political statements that every celebrity puts out whenever they're like in a crisis.
Yeah.
Now we get why they put them out. It just comes across. Everybody knows it's BS, right? Like, everybody knows there's more to the story that isn't being shared, but it also protects certain things and it, you know, protects the company from looking a little bit, you know, like raunchy.
Ari says, hey, SRS in Hollywood, Salcedo. Just saw the report. This is crazy, but how were your weekends? My Celtics won and I saw Doctor Strange. Keep up the scoops, guys. I had a nice weekend where I got some time off. How was your weekend, Denise?
I had a nightmare trying to get to Houston. LAX is like incredibly packed right now with tons of people. But I did the show. It was great. Secondly, I had the whole day off yesterday, which was very nice. I had some bomb ass chilaquiles that just knocked me out, man. I came home. I was bloated and sleepy.
Guys, on Tuesday, I'm dropping an interview with the former Top Dollar, AJ Francis. We actually did this interview back in early March, but my camera got lost. I thought that I would never get the footage back. Fortunately, I did. He beats my ass at FIFA during this hour-long interview. But our last super chat, as of now, leave a thumbs up. James Higgins says, so Vince, John Laurinaitis threw Becky and Asuka under the bus, then expected them to put on the main event with no notice to satisfy fans. Wonder if they knew they were the two referenced great pros regardless. I don't know if they knew yet, but I'll work to find that out. And it was a bit abrupt. I told you about the run sheet that was a bit adjusted. But hey, if you guys are still in the mood to talk about this, Alex Palowski is going live on FightfulSelect.com right now for Sour Graps. Live. Jordan says, what was worse, TK Swole or this statement? I probably got to go with TK and Swole. Got to go with TK and Swole there.
Definitely.
Fernando says, SRS, do you see Solo Sikoa joining the Bloodline one day to hold both IC and US titles since Roman and Usos are unifying both of those titles from their division? I'll have a better answer for this after Friday. If the Usos win, I think absolutely he will. If not, I think that we might not be seeing that. But I think Solo Sikoa is probably just ready. I think he's
gotten over with the CWC crowd, and they seem to be booking him pretty well.
They ain't easy to get over with. Denise, tell the people where they can find you.
On Twitter or on YouTube @_Denise Salcedo. Go there. I have a bunch of stuff that I'm working on. That's it.
Guys, we have interviews with AJ Francis, the former Top Dollar. We have Gabby Ortiz that Lily did. Nate, if you we'll have your chat checked out by Luis. If for some reason it got missed, it will be read on our next show. But we also have an interview with Jonathan Gresham planned for this week. We'll see about it. But guys, thank you all so much. Your support is overwhelming. It's been like a down month for a lot of our stuff, so appreciate all that. Tune in to our NXT show tomorrow, AEW Wednesday, Listen Your Boy Wednesday, Spotlight Thursday, our post-impact show Thursday. On Friday, we got the post SmackDown and AEW show. It's a good time. Until next time, guys, we're out.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.